Police found 36 firearms and 8,000 rounds of ammunition when they entered the apartment of a man known as a recluse. No, not the apartment in Aurora, Colorado, where James Holmes is being held for allegedly killing 12 people at a Batman movie. This weapons cache was found in Brookline back in June, just blocks away from three public schools. The discovery of the weapons and the police response is a case study of how gun laws in Massachusetts differ from those in most other states. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov explains.
Relatives of Richard Becker hadn't heard from him in a month. They were worried, so they asked police in Brookline to check on him to see if he was okay. Becker lives alone in a small apartment building he owns. Police visited him and saw that he was okay, but they were later told by Becker's cousin he might have a gun. They followed up and found Becker used to have licenses for 18 guns, but all the permits had expired. He also had two warrants out for his arrest for missing jury duty. Police arrested Becker and searched his apartment. They found an arsenal. Becker allegedly had 36 firearms, including an Uzi, an AK-47, and a Colt assault weapon popularly used by the U.S. military. None of them were currently licensed, and the assault weapons are banned in Massachusetts. Police also said they found a crate of ammunition with more than 8,000 rounds in it. That's 2,000 more rounds than suspect James Holmes allegedly had. Becker's court-appointed lawyer refused to comment. Massachusetts has some of the toughest gun laws in the nation, and the state has the lowest firearm death rate. But gun control advocates say it's still too easy to get guns, and a licensed gun owner can own as many as they want.
We just make it harder for criminals to get guns, and we've proven that gun laws work.
John Rosenthal is with Stop Handgun Violence.
The system worked, in a sense, if they were able to detect that this guy, for one reason or another, didn't relicense, and therefore that was a red flag. And, you know, maybe a massacre was averted as a result of good law enforcement.
But not renewing your gun permit is a civil offense, says Jim Wallace, head of the Gun Owners Action League. Wallace says often cities and towns drag their feet with license renewal.
I think it's a great example of actually what a failure the gun laws are in Massachusetts in the licensing system. We certainly don't agree with the system, period. But let's say in this case that this person, not knowing them, maybe had some harm in mind to somebody. Well, if he had an expired license, then why did he still have his guns? You know, that's the whole system. They're not watching.
Wallace adds that since the state enacted tougher gun laws in 1998, gun ownership has fallen by 85%, yet gun crimes have increased dramatically. And about once a year, someone is arrested with a stockpile of illegal weapons in Massachusetts. Nancy Robinson, executive director of Citizens for Safety, asks, where do the guns come from?
It's such a critical question because it's going to lead to the kinds of changes in the law we need and actions we can take to cut off that supply of these guns to criminals.
Robinson says the illegal gun pipeline runs across the borders to Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. In those states, you can buy an AK-47 for about $350 at a gun show. There isn't a criminal background check requirement. Since 2004, when Congress allowed the assault weapons ban to expire, it's legal in many states to buy the high-powered firearm. In Massachusetts, gun owners are licensed by their local police departments. That allowed Brookline to know Richard Becker might have 18 guns with expired licenses and get a warrant to search his apartment. In most states, law enforcement doesn't know who owns guns because registration isn't required. But Massachusetts attorney Keith Langer, who specializes in firearms cases, says gun registration doesn't protect anyone.
As far as the firearms laws protecting the good people of Brookline in this case, protecting them from what? In what way, shape, manner, or form did he manifest a threat to anybody, including himself?
Last week, Becker was released on $5,000 bail and put under house arrest with a GPS monitor. He's allowed one visit with his elderly father at a nearby nursing home. He's unemployed and can only leave his house for errands. He has no record of mental health problems, but Becker's father told police that utilities to the house had been shut off, and Becker owes hundreds of thousands of dollars in back property taxes on the three-unit apartment building. His next court date is in September. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.